to be. How significant is this?
Well, it does seem to be a pretty good show of strength. It takes their high street shops from just 31 in the UK to 126. It's also got 133 outlets in Superdrug and Selfridges stores. And Three is the youngest mobile phone operator in the UK, and it was the first to give customers the ability to download videos and pictures quickly. But in 2004, it was making heavy losses amid criticisms that operators had paid too much for those super fast 3G licences. Eddie Murphy is a telecoms analyst for the Communications Research Network. Have Three's fortunes turned?
Well, I think they have changed a little bit. They've changed their strategy to focus away from the video services that were very central to what they were doing originally, to offering customers very large bundles of voice minutes. And the economics of a 3G network are such that if you fill your network, you can carry voice at a much cheaper rate than you can with an old-fashioned second-generation GSM network.
Yeah, now, video really was their big selling point, but has it just not grown in the way the operators thought it would? Do people not want it?
It hasn't grown in the way the operators thought it would, certainly in around 2000-2001. The jury's still out as to whether or not it will ever grow to the extent that it was originally thought to have the potential for.
It's quite interesting that they're taking on more high street premises when more and more sort of electrical goods are now being sold online. Do you think that is a risk?
I don't think it's a risk. I think all of the mobile operators are content to have a high street presence. It's a very, very competitive market now. Every customer that a mobile operator gains has to be taken away from another mobile operator simply because everybody's got a mobile phone. There isn't a growing market anymore. We've got a saturated situation, so people want high street presence to keep their brand in the public eye.
Many thanks. That's Eddie Murphy, telecoms analyst for the Communications Research Network. And the FTSE closed up 16 points today at 6,182.